Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Nastan aniva nijane go shabothya, nijane go shabothya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Thank you.
music of the Altiplano from the band Malcu off their CD Mirror of the Andes. The name of the song, Lily, Melody of Time. Ashque, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we are honored to feature a conversation with an internationally respected Native leader, a Koja Indian from the Andes, Beatrice Schultes. Beatrice has been working since 1977 within the United Nations for the well-being of our planet and human rights for Indigenous peoples, women, and children. In 1992, Beatrice served as a special advisor to the UN Secretary General on Indigenous Issues for the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED, more commonly known as the Rio Earth Summit. I had the honor to first meet Beatrice at UNCED, as well as at the Carioca Indigenous Peoples Earth Charter Parallel Summit in Brazil, which produced the Carioca Declaration and the Indigenous Peoples Earth Charter document. That document includes 109 points encompassing human rights in international law, lands and territories, biodiversity and conservation, development strategies, and culture, science, and intellectual property rights. Following the 1992 Earth Summit, Beatrice became director of the Indigenous Peoples Program of the Earth Charter, working at the Earth Council Secretariat in Costa Rica until last year, when the Indigenous Peoples Program was canceled during the reorganization of the Earth Charter Initiative. I was privileged to serve as a special advisor to Beatrice and the Earth Charter's Indigenous Peoples Program. Closing down the Indigenous Peoples Program is one of the most stupid mistakes and lack of insight of an otherwise important secretariat. To me, it is just another example of how Indigenous peoples' knowledge and wisdoms are not well respected in the world community. Beatrice Schultes is also a member of Radio for Peace International's International Board of Advisors, which I also am a member of. As many listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, I had the privilege from 1998 to 2002 to spend 4 months each year at the United Nations University for Peace, where both Radio for Peace International and the Earth Charter Secretariat are located. In those years, Beatrice and I learned much from each other. I am grateful for her knowledge, wisdom, and friendship. This conversation with Beatrice took place in Costa Rica in the year 2000. Please be advised that Beatrice's voice is a little quiet, so please listen carefully. We are now pleased to share my original interview with Beatrice Schultes. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitishi Native Center. Beatrice Schultes is a very fine and sincere person. She is concerned for the well-being of our planet and future generations. As director of the Indigenous Peoples Program at the International Environment Organization, Earth Council, she works for the concerns and rights of tribal peoples everywhere. Her work is one of the most dedicated voices for Native peoples. The Indigenous Peoples Program works to inform Indigenous peoples about the important mission of the Earth Council and to invite Native peoples to join in the important projects of the Earth Council. In particular, the Earth Charter process, and participation in each country's National Council for Sustainable Development, commonly known as the NCSDs. The UN Conference on Environment and Development Earth Summit, held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, produced the Rio Declaration, a statement of environmental and development principles, Agenda 21, a program of action, Conventions on Biological Diversity and Climate Change, and a Statement of Principles on Forests. The Indigenous Peoples Program of the Earth Council advocates for the inclusion and involvement of Native peoples in the implementation of these important agreements and for participation in the work of the Earth Council. We Aboriginal people in the past have not been very welcomed in most world forums. We have not had equal representation or serious opportunities to voice our concerns in global affairs, most of which directly affect our lands and communities. While most listeners to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices have heard about various United Nations so-called attention to Indigenous peoples, such as the UN Decade of Indigenous Peoples the Working Group on Indigenous Peoples, Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, for example, it is my opinion that tribal people still have little respect by governments of the world. It is my hope, and I'm sure of my guest here, Beatrice Schultes, our hope, that this neglect and disregard for indigenous peoples will soon be a thing of the past, an end to colonialism in all its forms. A major concern Beatrice and I share, especially after our many years of monitoring various United Nations agencies, conferences, and programs, is the fulfilling of the promise of Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, entitled Recognizing and Strengthening the Role of Indigenous People and Their Communities. At the Rio Earth Summit in 1992, world leaders began to recognize the knowledge of indigenous peoples and our cultural ways to protect the environment and to manage natural resources in a sustainable way. This is a gift Native peoples are willing to share if only our traditional cultural spiritual ways are respected and honored by the non-Native society who have seemed to have lost their reverence Mother Earth and all sacred life, or as we say in my language, Kinoantakwisin to all of our relations. We shall provide more information on Chapter 26 of the Earth Summit Agenda 21 later in this interview series. Before we get to my guest here, Beatrice Schultes, I wish to read the preamble from the Earth Charter Initiative draft. Preamble, quote, "We stand at a critical moment in Earth's history, a time when humanity must choose its future. As the world becomes increasingly interdependent and fragile, the future at once holds great peril and great promise. To move forward, we must recognize that in the midst of a magnificent diversity of cultures and life forms, we are one human family and one Earth community with a common destiny. We must join together to bring forth a sustainable global society founded on respect for nature, universal human rights, economic justice, and a culture of peace. Towards this end, it is imperative that we, the peoples of Earth, declare our responsibility to one another, to the greater community of life, and to future generations. It is now my very, very great honor to welcome Beatrice Schultes to Wolf Mountain Radio.
Well, hello to the listeners of Wolf Mountain Native Radio, and also hello to the listeners of Radio Peace International. My name is Beatrice Schultes. I'm a member of the International Advisory Board of Radio Peace International. I'm a Koja Indian. We are living in northern Argentina. Now I'm living here in Costa Rica.
Thank you. Beatrice, if you don't mind me asking, you've had a long career and concern for the well-being of Native peoples and Mother Earth, and in the Native American tradition that I come from, when we say all our relations, Kinoantakwisin in my language, all the people, we don't just mean the human beings, but we mean the animal and the plants, the waters, the insect people, the beautiful spirits that surround our life, all the relations. Can you explain a little bit for our audience your similar attitude and beliefs about loving and caring all sacred life?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is certainly true for us, all the indigenous tribes from Central and South America. We have a very strong relationship with our Mother Earth, which we consider the one who gives us the possibility to do everything we do. Actually, sometimes people don't realize that even to drive a car or to write a newspaper or even speak at the radio, we are doing it because Mother Earth gives us all the elements in order that we can do that.
Yes.
We are also considering, just like you said, that all living beings, animals, plants, insects, stones, minerals, are part of our life system, and they are our brothers and sisters. From them we learn a lot. Maybe even some of our own people need to relearn this aspect of things, that the little insects, the little animals, and the stones, the rocks, can teach us a lot of things.
Thank you. In North America, and to a certain extent, it makes me sad that some of our native nations have had many years of what in English I call colonialism, and as a result, some of our traditional ways are not as easily known among our people. I don't say they disappear, because I believe that the trees and the waters and Mother Earth are keepers of sacred understanding, and if one is respectful and offer prayer and serious, Mother Earth will speak to you, and you can learn that way. But as example, a lot of native nations up north, unfortunately, because the United States government, Canadian government, and their colonial attitudes have really prevented native people from continuing our cultural, spiritual way of life. Only recently, a resurgence of our traditional peoples being able to share knowledge with each other and among each other, at least up in what's now called North America. My language, we say Tuna Pasad Mano, the Great Turtle Island, seems to be, in many cases, in what's now called Central and South America, Mesoamerica, that many native nations, the people still are, I'm very happy to say, able to be very traditional and carry on their cultural ways. Could you talk about that, please?
Yeah. For us, it's very sad sometimes to hear what those big monster countries can do to people and what they did to our relatives in the north, your people. Actually, if I may say, the same brutal powers are now doing the same to us by pushing our governments, forcing them to do things, sell land, exploit natural resources, and then damaging our people. I would say that those powerful countries, such as the one who did so much damage to you in the north, are still going on and doing it by almost strangling our countries and pushing them into do things which are destructive to us.
Yes.
Through all these processes, some of our tribes have practically lost a lot of their
cultural ways,
like, say, language and things like that. Some others are struggling very strongly to keep and maintain it. Still have a few tribes which maintain their social, political, religious, and cultural structures. But still, through education, even through media, through the national policy making and all that, all this is in danger at this moment. It is really a big concern for us, because since there are so many needs around our people and the other people living in some of our countries, hardly anybody is concerned about the survival of our traditional values.
Yes.
But, we do what we can in order to maintain it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Another concern that I have, and I have the pleasure of knowing your involvement, is with what in English is called environment. And sometimes when I speak English, I have to laugh a little bit, because as indigenous peoples, we don't really separate things into categories and labels.
Yeah.
Our life is with Mother Earth, and our concerns for the water, fresh air, protection of land, and what in English is called endangered species, is just part of our everyday life and cosmology of loving Mother Earth. But in terms of the environment, and you are associated with an international environmental organization, an NGO called the Earth Council. I'm familiar with the Earth Council because I attended as a journalist the so-called United Nations. Sometimes I call it United Nonsense as a joke. The UN conference in Rio de Janeiro there, UNCED. There was an Indigenous Peoples Forum that was separate from the so-called official conference. I'm wondering if you might talk, please, about your work with the Earth Council, and in particular, your very, very important program, the Indigenous Peoples Program of Earth Council.
Actually, the Earth Council came to life after the Earth Summit, which you mentioned. At the Earth Summit, that was the first other UN forum where we saw that Indigenous people could participate.
Yes.
It was meant at the beginning that we would come in particular with the spiritual leaders, actually. Well, you know how it is when such a big forum is going to take place. The indigenous people ended up meeting in three different forums. Maybe you remember that there were three different forums.
Yes.
But that was okay. I think the important thing was that a lot of presence of indigenous people was there, even if we didn't have too much input in the results which came out of the actual conference. After that, a few organizations were created in order to follow up those agreements which were signed, and the Earth Council is one of them. And I guess we can say that we were fortunate enough that the person who was in those days the Secretary General of that conference,
Maurice Strong,
has created then the Earth Council, and he felt that it was important that indigenous people should continue to work on this issue, and that's how we came to develop that indigenous people program which we have in the Earth Council, which is giving us a lot of possibilities to express our opinions on issues like they call environmental development and
yes.
sustainable development,
yes.
but which for us is our life together with all
creation.
All creation. So it gave us this possibility to organize certain aspects of indigenous people's work.
One of the very special results of your work with the Earth Council you shared with me at Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdom and Healing Gathering, I don't like the word conference, because when Native people come together, we have a powwow, a kiki powwow, that's a social and cultural appreciation for one another. It was a summary booklet of an international event you helped to organize, which brought together traditional Native spiritual spokespeople as part of the Earth Council Indigenous Program. Would you just mention that, please?
Yeah, well, what we contributed there is just a very little part of the whole coordination, and this was to make sure that a certain representation of the Central and South American indigenous people were present at that meeting. It was a very great experience. It was a very great experience because for most of the leaders who came with us, it was the first experience up in a country like in North America.
Yes.
In belonging to the earth. Maybe it was even their first experience with North American indigenous people. We were able to visit some of the tribes which were living in that area. So it was a very important learning moment for us.
Yes.